Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
So cramping, I think cramping is something that so many people deal with. We're talking about those muscle cramps, like a leg cramp. If it's been a hot day and you moved the day previous or you've been doing a lot of exercise, sometimes our hamstrings will cramp up on us. Sometimes our calves will cramp up on us. Sometimes people talk about waking up in the middle of the night with just like an excruciating calf cramp.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary because we really don't know what causes these. And everyone's asking, like, why am I getting cramping? Why am I getting cramping? What can I do about it? So let's talk into that a little bit.
Yeah. And specifically, we want to talk about more like prevention methods. Yes, we'll talk about what you can do when you feel the cramps coming on. But ultimately, if this is something that you deal with and you don't want to deal with anymore, let's talk about what you can do to help prevent them in the future. So yeah, that's really what we're going to go into. And cramping in general, you know, we're talking about like that continuous involuntary. It could be painful, often localized to a specific area, whether it's the entire muscle that's contracting, individual muscle, or select muscle fibers that are causing that muscle contraction.
And it tends to be shorter duration. I mean, some people will have a cramp that lasts for a minute or more, but it's not like a back spasm or something like that that might have lasting or enduring pain beyond that. So localized, short term. So now we want to talk about like, why does this happen? What's happening in the muscles? And essentially our nerves just get to this hyper excitable state where any little thing can set them off. I know often if I've experienced hamstring cramps, it's when I am doing some sort of hamstring movement or stretching my hamstring, and then I move out of it and all of a sudden the hamstring wants to cramp on me. And so why is it causing that? Why is something like a regular stretch or a regular contraction causing my hamstring to want to contract so hard?
Well, I mean, obviously, as you said, no, the cause ultimately is unknown, right? It's idiopathic. And we can't exactly say, but we can put some factors associated that typically happen when cramping happens. And we know also that cramping isn't just due to that local thing that's happening within the muscle, but it's really like a whole body system. And yeah, it could be anything that's happening within our environment, our emotional environment, inside, internally. So we really have to take a look at like the whole picture, not just the muscle and what is this muscle doing and why is this muscle doing this, but really taking a look at what are other factors associated around our environment or within our internal body that could be causing and, you know, contributing to what's happening when we feel this muscle cramping.
Yeah. So things that we found when we looked into the research a little bit that might be associated with muscle cramping can be exercise induced. Yeah. So if you've done certain exercises, if you do a heavy leg lift or something, the excitability, the inflammation, everything that is happening more locally in those muscles can impact how our legs might cramp or might not cramp later on. Heat induced environments or heavy heat environments. So if it's just hot out, if it's humid, I feel like I'm going to sneeze. Okay, it passed. If we have large losses of sweat, so kind of to go along with that high heat environment, if we lose a lot of sweat, that generally means we're also losing a lot of electrolytes, which are the really important materials that our muscles use to help with smooth and voluntary muscle contractions.
Exactly. So we don't get into that involuntary muscle contraction. I feel like we could bring this up right now. I mean, we've talked about electrolytes. We've talked about things that kind of help when what we do on a regular basis for our own bodies, because we're not taking in processed foods all the time. We're not going and getting a bunch of sodium from, which usually does come from processed foods, right? So we're going to need to replenish our bodies, especially because we like to move, we like to sweat, and right now it's summer. So that just all compiles on top of each other. And we do take Element. We have Element actually in our waters sitting in this room right now as we're recording this podcast.
Great to replenish those electrolytes between podcasts, especially because I sweat during podcasts because we turn the air off. But yeah, Element, it's got sodium, it's got magnesium, it's got potassium. I think there's this old adage of how to prevent muscle cramps. It's like eat a banana a day, and it'll help you get your potassium in. Element has that built right in. And so you get all these electrolytes, especially for people who sweat a lot, who are moving a lot, or if you might experience muscle cramps, Element is something that can be very supportive to your system to make sure that those muscles, your body, your nervous system has the right electrolytes. Those things, sodium, magnesium, potassium, are involved in so many different cellular processes that have to, you know, that are involved in our nervous system and our muscular system. So making sure that your body is fully replenished of those electrolytes is so important for muscle cramps. So if you had interest in trying out Element, you know, we have, I think, watermelon in our in our little mason jars right now, and they have so many incredible flavors, especially some fancy ones like mango chili, lemon habanero, chocolate salt, which I know you like to make a little
hot chocolate
drink out of.
Definitely not in summer is it my favorite.
But yeah, that sounds awful to me right now because I'm practically breaking a sweat doing a podcast, but hot chocolate for a nice cold winter day. Go check out the link down in the show notes. It's just drink element, element, just letters, L-M-N-T, drinkelement.com/optimal. And with every single order, you get a free sample pack so that you can try a bunch of different flavors. But go check them out. It's one of our favorite ways to make sure that we're staying hydrated and keeping our body replenished of those fluids and those electrolytes.
Yeah. And the reason that I really like it in particular, there's a lot of hydration brands out there. There's no added anything in this one. And no, like, you don't need sugar added. It's already so sweet. It's going to be extra salty because it has all those electrolytes and it just tastes amazing. And I personally haven't been doing coffee. And so getting this electrolyte mix, even if it's just like half the packet.
We put half the packet in like a quart of water.
I know. And it really does help. So anyways, that is going to be something that is so incredibly important because a lot of times what's happening or some predisposing factors that happen when we're talking about muscle cramping is that we're having this electrolyte imbalance. And what happens is that we get this change in volume or this electrolyte concentration of the extracellular fluid. I'm just going to go into the whole thing around the epineuron and or the end plates during this muscle shortening. So especially when we're contracting. I know that you said that you had muscle cramping. Sometimes that happens after you stretch, which could be a reflexive.
Well, yeah, and during the contraction period, like when you're coming out of a stretch, your muscle's shortening.
Yes.
And that's when it might start to grab at you.
Yeah. And a lot of people do have cramping. All of a sudden, they're running or they're doing the activity, right? They have a lot of muscle contraction. Now, all of this means that there's some kind of like spontaneous discharges that's happening to these motor neurons or like excitability, like Dom was talking about, to these motor axons. And this is what's happening within the muscle that's causing this disturbance, that's causing that involuntary contraction and cramping that you start to feel.
Yeah, and there are so many things that can cause hyperexcitability in our nervous system, whether we're talking lack of sleep, whether we're talking hormonal imbalances, emotional disturbances. There's a lot of association with people who may have some sort of depressive or anxiety disorders and different muscle cramps. So anything that can kind of elevate the excitability of that nervous system might have an impact on how often we feel muscle cramps.
Exactly. I mean, even compression of nerve roots. So if, say we're in a stagnant position, which a lot of us are all throughout the day, not moving enough, not getting enough fluid to move between our fascia and compressing down on certain tissues. Well, if we're not moving enough, we're not stretching enough throughout the day, we're going to be impacting the signals that we're putting on our body. And so that alone could even start to cause or be a predisposing factor, right, to maybe having more muscle cramping happening in your life.
And then another one is any sort of consistent use of drugs that are going to impact our nervous system, like statins, beta blockers, which different people will be taking for heart-related or lung-related issues, even things like nicotine, because that has a huge impact on our nervous system.
Diuretics,
because that's going to have, you know, passing a lot of fluids through our system if you're using diuretics. So you're going to be wanting to make sure you're consuming a lot of fluids to kind of offset that. So anything that is consistently impacting our nervous system drug-wise can also have kind of that predisposing factor.
Which, speaking of drugs like beta blockers and statins, like a lot of people who are taking those have heart conditions. And what they're seeing, you know, majority of people that have this nocturnal cramping. So that is when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
About 6% of the American population have nocturnal cramping. And to me, that still sounds like a lot of people.
Yeah. I've had, have you gotten calf cramps at night?
No.
You've never gotten a calf cramp
no.
at night? I always used to get them. And I think that was more sport and activity related for me after like a heavy day of leg lifting, especially because everyone, I think, goes through a little calf phase in the gym. Yeah. So you're doing a lot of calf raises and then yeah. you go out and do sprints with the track team or whatever it might be. And then that night you notice, man, I may not have down-regulated or loosened up all the tension I put through those calves. And then it comes back with a vengeance in the middle yeah. of the night to let you know.
Well, yeah. a lot of like the nocturnal, what they studied and found is that a lot of people, not saying it's you, again, you are in the exercise associated one, but yeah. a lot of people with that nocturnal cramping, you know, more associated with heart-related issues that you might be having or depression. Like you said, depression can just help excite that internal system that we're having, that nervous system. So anything that's heightening and causing that excitability can be contributing to those muscle cramping.
Okay, so what do we do? You know, yeah. how can we either prevent muscle cramping from happening, or if you're somebody that experiences this regularly, what can you start introducing that might help? Anything that is going to help down-regulate that system. And so if we are talking locally and you're experiencing this a lot in your calves or your hamstrings or your quads on the front of your thighs, how can we insert some relaxing mobility work with some good breath work that's going to help down-regulate systemically with some good breath work mm-hmm. and some good mobility, but also locally working on those muscle groups to just kind of try and relax and down-regulate the input that's going into those nerves?
Well, you just said it, right? Yeah. What we need to do. But one way also is that we can't forget how powerful touch is, especially to just start that down-regulation process. It's the same thing of like you bump your elbow and you grab your elbow right away, right? It's that touch that's going to help to down-regulate that system. So even if we just provide touch to that area initially when we're having that muscle cramping, that can help in that start process of that down-regulation to try to reduce that excitability that's happening. And then like you said, let's add a little bit of stretching. Let's add some breath work with it. I can remember if an athlete got a lot of cramping, what I would cramping a lot, what I would see is a coach then coming over and doing a really aggressive hamstring kind of nerve stretch. And it was almost like that person was cringing even more because now you're not just down-regulating stretching, but you're really doing an aggressive stretch. And I think, yes, we want to stretch. That's mm-hmm. going to help. But we have to do it in a way that's going to downregulate the system and not cause us to fight the stretch or fight the impact that we're the response that we're putting in the body.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is a downregulatory type stretch and mobility, yeah. and then there's something that makes you grit and bear against it. And all that's going to do is upregulate. And so we already mentioned, you know, in some depth, electrolytes, making sure you're getting in electrolytes. Carbs can really be beneficial because carbs tend to turn into glucose in our bloodstream, and our muscles run off this thing called glycogen, which is like what glucose turns into when it goes into our bloodstream. So our blood glucose converts to glycogen, and if our muscles don't have enough of that available, that might be something that contributes to this spontaneous contraction. So using something like Element, to another drop for Element, to get in those electrolytes. Again, if you're interested in that, check out the link below, or eating a banana before you're going, you know, a couple hours before you're going to get some of that movement in that you might normally cramp during, and making sure that you're getting an adequate amount of carbohydrates for your system to be able to replenish after you do a lot of that work.
And just adequate hydration on a day-to-day basis, adequate sleep. I mean, I think a lot of times we want to talk about like, what is the supplement I need and what is the thing, but we're not covering our baseline, right? Our foundation yeah. oftentimes is that we're lacking the sleep component, especially if you're talking about young athletes, you know, who are up doing schoolwork or out with friends, you know, are we actually getting the adequate sleep that's necessary in order to replenish our body's needs so it can fuel and work the way that it's supposed to? And just with hydration as well. And then we have to remember, as we're going into exercise, not just jumping into exercise. And this is particularly like people like to think of weekend warriors who work a lot of the day. They're sitting sedentary, and then you go and you do your hard workout, right? Are you warming up properly? Are you starting to introduce the heat that's going to be built into your body as you continue into that exercise? So I think those are really important aspects to continue to remember and put into your life that doesn't have to be very hard, but can be really impactful in preventing this cramping down the road.
Yeah, the warm-ups and the cool-downs becoming so important, especially, like you said, for somebody who might be sitting around doing work and not moving a lot throughout the day and then suddenly jumping in. And then finally, you know, we mentioned a lot about stress or anxiety or emotional things that may be going on in life. Like, how can you start to find the things that help you navigate that, whether that's seeing someone in person, talking to somebody about that, finding a journaling, meditative breath practice that's going to help support you in those areas. So important. That's going to just, again, help contribute to that downregulation of the system so that our nerves aren't so active in talking to our muscles when we don't want them to.
That was just a quick little episode to help get your mind around muscle cramping, what is really going on internally, and how it's not just about the muscles. So hopefully you're taking an inventory of, you know, the entire environment. If you haven't checked out Element yet, or even just tried it, just click the link that we have in the show notes and try Element. I promise that you won't be disappointed. It's so delicious, and you can just start with half a packet. You don't even have to put the full thing in, but we love it. Our friends love it. They always leave our house with so many packets of Element as well. It's hilarious. So I hope that you're enjoying this. Of course, pass it on to someone that you know it can help along the way. And we'll see you back on another episode of the Optimal Body Podcast.